Good afternoon, outliers. How y'all doing today? I just saw something that I was not expecting. Oh, okay. Still the same. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday. Just got back from the field trip with my younger son, Elliot. We went to the Foundations of Flight Museum in Dallas, right next to Love Field. And pretty interesting. Just ran around with a bunch of nine-year-olds. But no big deal, no stress, but glad I could make it back. Today's going to be an ultra quick one because I got everything you need right now. Okay, welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, full disclosure, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier, but Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So I was just taking a look at the market because I had not looked at it yet. And saw it's up over 1% today. Isn't that funny? Look, it's literally pacing again, almost daily, to where I said, just watch it go, right? So that's still continuing in line. The 10 is still under the 20. Price is under the 50. I had mentioned this previously, but I think we're going to have a lot of overhead resistance at the 50 period right there. And it seems to be playing out. Watch channel, good to see you. Good to see you. Thanks for watching the channel. Hey, by the way, watch channel, I know you come every day and I really, really do appreciate that. But would you let me know a name that I could call you? Maybe it's like Greg or maybe it's like Donna. Good afternoon, Donna. But yeah, the market is still moving in its direction that I'm thinking is going to play out. So the next step is to look at the outlier data, which isn't all that much. Hey, Colin, good evening to you. Good evening. There isn't all that much on the bear list. The bull list continues to grow. The bear list is getting pretty small. On the bear list, there are only two that are in the red zone right now, in the red overlay, meaning they're in a downtrend, and they both are over a million. So when I was looking at this a minute ago, I was like, oh, here we go, here we go. So the next step is to... we don't even have to do that. We're just going to skip to this. The outlier signals back test, right? All I want to see is positive expectancy. Now, you may remember that this used to say double back testing with outlier and trend spider. When I was doing my, when I was doing my back testing over the last week, I made a startling realization that my back testing results were nowhere close to outliers results. And I was like, whoa, my back test is so far off. It's unbelievable. And I'll show you what I mean in just a second. Michael. Well, Michael, I will remember that. Michael is my middle name. So watch channel with a big M in the middle for Michael. Glad you're here, Michael. Jean-Louis, good to see you. David, good evening, my friend. Glad you made it. Okay, so this is what I want to show you here. I went through and I was running my short back test. And then I was running my style of trading to see what the differences would be. And I'm telling you, like, the back test would show negative 35%. And then just using my style of trading, right, just in and out, same points, positive 4. Negative 47, positive 4. Negative 49, a loser of negative 1%. Negative 41, a loser of negative 3%. Positive 23%.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A negative 2%. So point is that I went through all these data points here following my style of trading. And I'm like, this backtest is so far away from what I'm actually experiencing, you know, paper trading these in the past, that I can't justify doing that backtest anymore. So I have until further notice, until further evaluation, I am not going to be running any more TrendSpider backtest because they were so far off of reality. And I do care about that. I do care about reality looking like what it's supposed to be. So only the outlier signals backtest. And so I wanted to preface all that by saying the two that pulled through today, Starbucks and Under Armour. So Starbucks, go to the performance summary, had a negative 52% with outliers. So not a good one here. So this is one I would definitely avoid. And then Under Armour, same thing, negative expectancy here at negative 7.9%. Definitely beat the buy and hold big time, negative 58, but still negative expectancy there. Now, granted, that is for long trades, right? Buying on the greens and selling on the reds. And we don't have a short backtesting setup inside of Outlier for now. So what I'm going to do is just roll with, you know, what is the Outlier expectation? I shouldn't say expectation. What is the Outlier backtested return? And let that be my guide. So because of that, I don't have to go any farther, right? There was just those two. I don't have to go check in to see if they're available because I'm not going to take them with negative expectancy. I'm sorry to be disappointing. I know we want to trade, but with the market being choppy like it is, consider the fact that a lot of people are getting chopped to death right now. A lot of people are getting really pissed because they're getting in and then having to get back out, getting in, having to get back out. You don't have to do that. You can sit on cash until everything you want to see comes to fruition all at once, right? And that's what I'm going to do, right? We're doing this together. That's exactly what I'm doing. So that's going to wrap it for today. No more trading for now, at least. I will be live tomorrow in the trading room. This is going to be a little different. We're going to be having our webinar, our big launch webinar. I'm very excited about that. That will be at 2:30 p.m. Central Time. So roughly around the same time here, starting a few minutes later, but we won't have a trading room during that. I'm just going to be focusing on the webinar. We're covering a lot of new stuff, a lot of cool things, and trying to get as many people as possible inside of Outlier. Because once you see some of how these trades go, you're going to be like, holy cow. Brian had mentioned this once before that just hang on to your hats, right? When the signals come through. In fact, early on in my relationship with Outlier. So if you don't know, Outlier purchased my company, 10MinuteStockTrader.com, and has asked me to continue on doing the trading room. So they asked me, you know, because I was using the signals for a while. They said, Chris, what do you think of the signals? And I said, when they work, they are amazing. Unbelievable. But there are times when they don't work, right? And of course, you have to position size for that exact situation. So we're going to do that. We're going to continue to have the right position size, cut our losers short, and let our winners run out of control. Have a fantastic day. Remember, tomorrow afternoon, no trading room, but we will be in the webinar talking about a lot of cool stuff with Outlier. Thank you so much for coming, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Talk soon.